chinimandi.com podcast.
Government to Delhi monitor outstanding cane price and speed up cane price payment. In compliance of the orders of the Honorable Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to make speedy payment of the outstanding cane price of the sugarcane farmers of the state, the Honorable Minister Sugar Industry and Cane Development Department, Sri Suresh Rana, has given instructions for daily monitoring of the cane price payment. It is being done at the level of cane commissioner. A record cane price payment of ₹76,943.02 crore has been made to the farmers by the present government. This includes payment of ₹30,161 crore for the crushing season 2018-19, as well as cane price payment of ₹673.05 crore for the crushing season 2019-20. Honorable Minister Sugar Industry and Cane Development Department, Sri Suresh Rana, said that under the guidance of the Honorable Chief Minister of UP, Yogi Adityanath, state government is committed for timely cane supply of farmers to sugar mills and to make timely cane price payments to the farmers. Constant efforts are being made to improve the arrangements in this direction. In this order, the reduction on cane transport from cane purchasing centers has been fixed to 40 paise per quintal per kilometer, with maximum limit of maximum ₹8.35 per quintal per kilometer instead of ₹8.75 per quintal per kilometer. This will give benefit to all the farmers who are supplying their cane to cane purchasing center located within 20 kilometer radius of sugar mills. Honorable Minister also said that in order to promote farmers, rural industry, khansari and good udyog, relaxing the conditions for the khansari unit license and online license process and in year 2018-19. The required minimum distance of 15 km from the sugar mills gate has been reduced to 7.5 km, which resulted that for the first time in the last 25 years, 101 new licenses of khansari units have been issued. And this will add to 26,450 TCD crushing capacity will be created, which is be nearly equal to the crushing capacity of 6 sugar mills. Giving information in this regards, Honorable Minister of Cane told that due to the efforts made by the present government in the interest of the cane farmers, the economic conditions of the farmer is improving and bringing towards happiness and prosperity to the farmers. Due to the special efforts of the Department of Cane Development, the average sugarcane productivity in the state has gone up from 72.38 to 80.50 metric ton per hectare in the last 2.5 years, so that the farmers get 8.12 metric ton per hectare additional cane yield. Due to this increase in cane productivity, the average income of farmers has increased to ₹25,984 per hectare. In the last two seasons, 2,142 lakh tons of cane has been crushed, which is almost equal to crushing in the previous 3 years. For the first time, the state government has ensured payment of ₹114.07 crore of unpaid cane price payment to 85,178 cane farmers against due total unpaid cane price payment of ₹129.37 crore by launching a campaign in cooperative cane societies and sugar mills. By adopting a sensitive approach towards cane farmers, state government has resolved the problem of cane supply of about 1 lakh cane farmers by reviving 3 closed sugar mills, Bulandshahr, Gagalhedi and Venus of private sector, and established new sugar mills of 5,000 TCD and 27 MW capacity cogeneration plant in the place of closed sugar mill Pipraich and Munderwa of corporation sector. The project for the capacity expansion of cooperative sugar mill Pramala from 2,750 TCD to 5,000 TCD and setting up a 27 MW cogen plant was inaugurated. These projects will facilitate about 1 lakh cane farmers in their cane supply, and 11,000 people will get direct or indirect employment. Under the performance improvement and modernization of cooperative sugar mills, the work of modernization has been done in Anupshahr, Nanpara, Sarsawa, Puvyan, Belrayan and Sampurnanagar sugar mills this year. It is also told that for the first time, arrangement has been made to give full benefit of interest subsidy by putting demand 2 times in a year on NABARD loan repayment, so that farmers get full benefit of interest subsidy of about ₹4.5 crore. Changing the satta policy in the year 2016-17, the maximum limit of the satta was 750 quintal, 1500 quintal and 3750 quintal for marginal, small and general farmers, respectively increased up to 850 quintal for marginal farmers, 1700 quintal for small farmers and 4250 quintal for general farmers. As a result of this, the sector of the farmers of the state has increased up to 56 lakh quintal. Giving information regarding cane price payment, Cane Commissioner Sanjay R. Busreddy informed to ensure the payment instructions have been given to the departmental offices to take strict actions against the negligent mills. Action will be taken against the mills defaulting in cane price payment along with lodging FIR under the Section 3/7 of Essential Commodity Act. The recovery certificate will also be issued.